show. What brings you here?
Well, I think this is a wonderful podium to get the word out. I like what you do. I like the naturalness here and getting people to feel better about themselves, and that's what it's all about. I think you're a very spiritual person.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
Well,
it's news that we're on the inner light. You know anything about that?
You keep looking at me for this. I don't dwell on the inner light, but I believe there are people that need to find their way of calming down and dealing with that part of you that when you're upset that you can just calm down. And
yeah.
I think that's the inner light. Am I right about that, Debbie?
Yeah, we faced a lot of stress. We just spoke about an impending war. The stock market is plunging. There's a lot of pesticides and electromagnetic radiation in the air. People have unrealistic expectations in their breakups. There's all this stress bombarding us. I had to write this book as a mission to help people to de-stress and to find their balance, to be happy.
Yeah.
Hard to be happy.
Are you happy?
Yes.
She looks happy.
I'm happy she wrote her book.
Don't you see that's the face of this?
She probably got her money in front. That's why you're happy,
well,
right?
She'll be very happy.
I wrote this book as a response to people asking me the very question,
yeah.
Why are you so happy? Are you on something? Are you for real? So
tell them, yeah, you're on the radio.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
it's at the moment.
Yeah.
But I wrote it as that response, and I come from the darkness, which is interesting because my parents are Holocaust survivors.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Well, they survived.
They survived.
I shouldn't be sorry.
That's a good thing.
Yes. And I grew up with Auschwitz in the background, yet
wow.
We laughed a lot in the house. There was joy. So I learned to appreciate the little things. Then both my parents got Alzheimer's.
Uh-huh.
And I knew there was a message. When your own mother doesn't know your name, but she knows who you are inside, I felt I had to investigate if I were truly happy. And I wrote this book as a response to help other people.
They were correlating. I just read the science thing came over tonight, just tonight, that Alzheimer's is more related to sugar and diabetes than it is to aging. So I don't know where that study's going, but that just came over tonight.
Yeah,
yeah, they're
going
more and more off the wire in the newsroom. What do you think I get my news? Do you think I got it from...
I know,
tabloids?
I checked the sports pages before I came.
Yeah, well, this is something very dear to me, because my mother has Alzheimer's.
I know.
And she said to me when I visited her last week in Buffalo, what did she say? She says...
Oh, I thought that was so adorable, because your mother definitely knows you're there. Just like Debbie said, she knows you're there, but she doesn't know how to talk to you all the time.
Yeah.
The words don't come. So what'd she say? She says,
I like you as a person.
That's so cool, because your mother felt so happy to see you that was the thought that came out, right? I like you as a person.
Yeah.
Do you know what one of the interesting theories about Alzheimer's is on the emotional, spiritual component?
Sure we do. That's not why we had you here. No, what is it?
It's about people who can't let go of the past. And I know that both my parents got Alzheimer's. How do you let go of Auschwitz? You can't do that. It's not possible. So I think that if we want to de-stress, it really is about letting go. That was the message that I felt was given to me to help people shift that.
Well, I think when Colin